Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Jessica Perez, date of birth 5/14/1976, date of procedure January 20th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. Do you have a referring physician as Dr. Jasmine Moran? Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is dyspepsia, LA grade A, ulcerative esophagitis. Description, procedure, and form components obtained, period, possible complication, procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, was a possibility of missing lesions, such as removing the oral strength of the patient period. Physicians brought the endoscopy seat, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia for period. A well-lubricated lymphocytogastric scope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb. Second portion of the duodenum stomach, G-junction, esophagus period, retroflexity was obtained of the cardia. Period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient's had the procedure well without any complications. Finding the Z line. The proximal and mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z line. Was irregular at 35 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of LA. LA grade A esophagitis. Ulcerative esophagitis noted, period, biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was a evidence of unremarkable gastric mucosa. This was evaluated with NBI. Next line, there were 3 gastric body polyps noted that were diminutive in size and all removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the duodenum to D2 was unremarkable and the ampulla appeared normal. Comma biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI daily. Period. This should be taken 30 minutes before breakfast. Period. Patient notes that when she was on the PPI, when she was originally diagnosed with the ulcerative esophagitis, she had significant improvement in symptomatology, but then when she came off of it, she was having further symptoms. Period. Also discussed anti-reflux precautions and avoidance of NSAIDs. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.